Hello? Hello, Centro. Give me one, and another one. Spring. No, not summer. Spring. Hello. Who is that? Who is this? I'm asking you, who is that? No, sir. I wouldn't tell you who is this until you tell me who is that. Who? Oh, Julius. Hello, Julius. Well. Listen, Julius. What's the matter you didn't come to my wedding last night? What? Well, I should say it was. You don't know what you missed. Well, we had the wedding in a hall. The hall was decorated beautiful with shamrocks, green flags from an Irish ball the night before. As soon as you got into the hall, you could tell right away that the Irishman had a great time there the night before, yeah. Every chair in the hall was broken. And would you believe it? There was about 50 or 75 automobiles lined up in front from the hall. What? No. There was a garage next door. Yeah. The ceremony was very impressive. Everybody was crying. The bride's mother, she was hysterical. I took one look at the bride and I got hysterical. The bridesmaids, they were all schoolgirl chumps of the bride. Yeah, and let me tell you something, Julius. They certainly look beautiful with their white dresses and gray hairs. And everything would have been all right if it hadn't been for my wife's relations. When supper was announced, her relations behaved something disgraceful, the way that they were trying to push my relations in the back. Why, if my relations hadn't been such good, strong people, they would have never got seats at the supper table at all. No, sir, they would have had to stand up, the same as her relations did. And to show you what her relations know from society, in the middle from the supper, Milton Hershkovitz, the bride's cousin, what do you think he did, huh? He laid down 50 cents on the table to tip the waiter. 50 cents? Can you imagine it, huh? Oh, I was so ashamed. I was ashamed that the waiter should see it. So when he wasn't looking, well, anyhow, the supper was really gorgeous. The table was decorated beautiful. There was a flower at each plate and plenty of napkins of the finest tissue paper. And everything was done in real French style, served in courses. The first course was half an orange. In the middle was standing up a cherry. Them oranges was no good, Julius. They was big, but yellow and bitter. You can believe me, I made a big holler. Oh, yeah. The bride's mother said, keep quiet. Them is grapefruit. A lot she knows. Grapefruit, no? They was too big for grapes. Next we had, oysters on the half shell. My father-in-law, sitting to the right of me, said he couldn't eat the bottom without a nutcracker, no? Was he mad at the caterer? The caterer was mad too. They had a terrible big fight. Then we had punch. The caterer punched my father-in-law in the eye. Yeah, and I almost forgot to tell you, Julius, we had champagne too. The real stuff, I should say it was. Well, it cost $1 a quart, wholesale. It made everybody feel happy. Would you believe it, Julius? I was so intoxicated, I was under the weather. Yeah, I loaned my father-in-law $5. He was intoxicated too. Yeah, he promised to pay it back. Well, what do you think of that, huh? Well.